On Wednesday, the Meow Wolf Workers Collective announced on several social media platforms that they had filed unfair labor practice charges against Meow Wolf with the National Labor Relations Board. According to their social media post, this comes after multiple attempts to resolve the issues directly with the company. The Meow Wolf Workers Collective filed these charges, citing Meow Wolf has changed holiday and time off policies and required new employees to sign an agreement in order to be hired without first negotiating with them, and that Meow Wolf has refused to provide critical information needed for the contract negotiation process. This is the latest chapter in the standoff between the union and the company. Bill Rogers, a narrative lead and union member, has been with Meow Wolf for 8 years. In an interview with KSFR, he described the unionization process that took place among the employees.
We started organizing this back in, I would say, December 2019. And it sort of rose through the year of 2020 leading up to October when we had the vote. So organizing was underway, COVID hit. And then, over the course of that year, we took our organizing online and, eventually brought it to a point where we announced in October and we got the company to agree to recognize us if we, passed a vote of our majority of our bargaining unit, which we did. I think that same month too, in October. And since then, we've been working on a contract, negotiating with the company.
15 months later, the two groups are still in the contract negotiations phase. Malargo Padilla, a union organizer with the Communications Workers of America, said the negotiations really come down to the idea of power.
What it comes down to is power, right? Like, this is very new for Meow Wolf management, right? To have a group of employees step up and say, hey, look, we want a seat at the table as well. And so I think that another thing that's happening is they've definitely retained outside help in this process on the management side, who are giving them instructions and advice. And I think they're taking that, right? They're reluctant to give up any more power than they absolutely have to. And I think that's pretty typical.
In terms of filing the unfair labor practice charges, Padilla says the National Labor Relations Board will conduct interviews and make a determination on if Meow Wolf violated the law.
We want Meow Wolf to stop breaking the law. It's simple. The law is very clear. Meow Wolf needs to sit down and negotiate with the Meow Wolf Workers Collective before they make any changes to working conditions, period. We've been at this for about a year now. It's not like we've been bargaining for a month or a week, right? By now, the management should hopefully know the law, right? And I think that what the workers of Meow Wolf were saying is clear. They formed this union because they wanted a say in what their work life looks like. And Meow Wolf management is disregarding that choice by making these changes unilaterally. And frankly, it's not just illegal, it's immoral.
Reporting for KSFR News, I'm Gino Gutierrez.